AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The Trump administration has lifted its suspension of military aid and intelligence sharing for Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Ukraine has done its part by agreeing to a ceasefire.
We're going to tell them this is what's on the table. Ukraine is ready to stop shooting and start talking. And now it'll be up to them to say yes or no. I hope they're going to say yes. And if they do, then I think we made great progress. If they say no, then we'll unfortunately know what the impediment is to peace here.
Federal investigators are looking for the cause of the January collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. that killed 67 people. They've recommended a ban on some helicopter flights to improve safety. President Trump is working to deport a pro-Palestinian activist at Columbia University.
The New York Civil Liberties Union says it's joining the legal team representing Mahmoud Khalil, a lawful U.S. resident who helped lead pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University and is now being held by ICE for deportation. NYCLU Director Donna Lieberman.
Immigration law gives the federal government a lot of latitude, but it doesn't give them the latitude to run roughshod over our constitutional rights.
She says Khalil was exercising his First Amendment right to free speech, and that should not be conflated. Lieberman says Khalil's arrest cannot withstand constitutional scrutiny, but White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it can.
They have been using intelligence to identify individuals on our nation's colleges and universities, on our college campuses, who have engaged in such behavior and activity.
And she says there will be more arrests. Khalil goes before a judge Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
President Donald Trump said earlier today that he would double his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum. It's a retaliation that prompted Ontario to back down on its planned surcharges on electricity sold to the U.S. This is AP News. British police have arrested a man on suspicion of manslaughter in a probe into why a cargo ship hit a tanker transporting jet fuel for the U.S. military off eastern England. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
British police say the 59-year-old man has been detained on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter in connection with the collision. The man, who hasn't been named by police, has not yet been charged. Footage filmed from a helicopter on Tuesday morning showed that the fire appeared to be mostly out on the tanker, which had a large gash on its port side. The UK Coast Guard agency says the Solong is still alight and the fire on board the tanker, the Stena Immaculate, has greatly diminished, adding the cargo ship was drifting south away from the North Sea, and a half-mile exclusion zone has been put in place around both ships. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.